Welcome to Don't Quit, where you come to be encouraged to live a better life full of joy and purpose.
Welcome to episode 49. Today we are talking about 5 ways to improve intimacy in your marriage. True intimacy is a state in which nothing exists between two people. No space, no inhibitions, and no lies. True, authentic intimacy in relationships goes so much deeper, covering so much more than just the physical. Rick and I have been married for 7 years, and although that feels like a long time to us, I know I am in no way an expert on marriage. We have certainly been through plenty of things in life, such as having children, buying multiple properties because we do real estate investing, and moving 3 times, and also leading a youth group for 7 years. With all that being said, I will just say we've had a lot of life experience in our short 7 years, but at the same time, I am no expert. So take my advice as you will, and I hope that it just encourages you and helps you to be more intimate with your spouse. Also, I just want to say, I hope you guys had a wonderful Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is always so exciting to me, just to get to focus on those I love and just a reminder to cherish them. And I also love Valentine's Day because my grandmom's birthday was Valentine's Day. So most of my life, we spent celebrating her birthday on that day. And she was always so sweet to give us all Valentine's little gifts and treats, even though it was her birthday. So now, as we celebrate Valentine's Day with her not around, I'm always reminded of even more love and generosity in this holiday. So, rather than doing a deep dive into things that need to be changed in your marriage, I am going to talk about fun ways that you can bring intimacy into your relationship. If you are struggling with bigger issues, I do encourage you to seek out help for your relationship through a Christian therapist or someone you know, such as a pastor. If you're like us, we love each other so much and are always wanting to make our marriage the best it can be. And with having little ones around and Rick working, it can be incredibly hard to stay super excited and to find time. We are constantly pursuing new ways to get closer to each other and to build intimacy, and that is what I want to share with you today. Especially with Valentine's Day, I figured we might as well do a couple episodes just talking about love and what that can mean in our lives and how we can better our relationships. Number one, the first step is learn how to say no. Now, if you are a people pleaser like myself and you struggle with this, please go back to last week's episode. It's all about how to say no. And it was a great episode. I got a lot of feedback. People absolutely loved it. The reason this has to be first is that we have found that time is the number one thing that we never seem to have enough of. When you can say no and prioritize each other, that's when the relationship can flourish. You can build intimacy in your relationship each and every day, even around kids, but you have to have downtime to do it. Time to cook dinner all together, or read a book as a family, or do a devotional, or take a walk outdoors. So create time in your schedule by saying no to things that you can cut out of your schedule and focus on your family. Even all together will build intimacy in the long run. Number two is learn each other's love language. If you have not read the book, The 5 Love Languages by Gary Chapman, definitely read that. Just a very good, solid Christian book about learning about how we give and receive love and the making sure that we are doing that for our spouse. It can really make a difference in your relationship. Number three is write a love note once a week. And I love doing this. I need to do it more because right now I probably only do it once every couple weeks or a month. And I want to do it more often, but just sit down and write a note. And I'm better at like sending a text, writing out my feelings to Rick, but I want to do better at writing a physical note. When we got married, I gave Rick a box of notes, and on the front they say open when ... and then I'd write something. So one might be open when you're sad, or open when it's your 30th birthday. You get the point. And it was so sweet to have notes to just be able to see the writing and read and have a physical love note. So be sure to take a step back and bring that back in your life. Number four is kiss for 30 seconds every single day. Let me be dead honest with you. I do not do this, but I heard about this and I thought it would be amazing, and I'm definitely going to start now. I'm going to try it out in my own marriage and see how it works, but 30 seconds to me seems like a lot of time, but I have little ones, but I see how beneficial it could be to just focus on each other for a little bit of time, and where that could lead also could definitely be exciting. So definitely try that out. Kiss for 30 seconds every single day. Number 5 is put effort in as if you were dating. Get dressed up. Get your makeup on. Do your hair. Just feel good, even if it's just a night in. There's so many little things you can do to make life exciting. I know for us, we don't get out on date nights as much as we would love, but at the same time, we prioritize our time when the kids go to bed. We focus on each other. We make sure that our phones are not around, so we're distraction free, and we spend quality time. So make sure you put that effort in and think about what you did when you were dating and try out doing that even now. Number 6 is stop nagging and change your attitude. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. I don't think anyone could argue that nagging is beneficial. It is not. You're not going to change someone by repeatedly nagging them. You probably will change them by giving them positive feedback and showing them appreciation for what they do. And then that will turn into them wanting to do more and wanting to go even farther and reach out of the box to please you and make you happy. So instead of focusing on the negative, turn it around and focus on the positive. Number 7, communicate, communicate, communicate. We are losing communication through social media, through just being on our phones too much, being on devices. I know for me, I am astounded at the amount of kids Reed's age. He is 6 years old, and I'm astounded at the amount of kids that are just playing video games all day long, waking up in the morning playing it. He has friends that talk about this, and I'm just blown away that this is a cultural norm. It is not our norm. Reed probably plays a video game once every 2 weeks currently. We used to let him play occasionally with Rick, maybe twice a week at night for a little bit of time, just like the really basic, like Super Mario. But that we even noticed that there were a lot of attitude problems after it. And so we backed that off. And now it is really a treat that is very minimal, and we get out in nature and we just spend time together, and that is crucial. So communication, being together, focusing on each other, not playing video games, not being on a device is essential. Make time to communicate. And the biggest key here is save time at night for pillow talk. It can literally revolutionize your marriage. Just cuddle and let there be time to talk about anything and everything. We try to get to bed by 10 o'clock, but sometimes we will go and lay down even earlier at 9 or 9:30 to make sure we can talk, because we can talk for hours when we do this. And it is really a nice time to just be in the dark and focus on each other. Number 8, make date night a priority, but make it practical. Make sure that even if you can't go out on a date night, plan that night when the kids go to bed or when you have time after work, plan something fun to do, even if it's at home. And you can do this. There are so many date boxes that you can order online that are really fun. You can do the date night challenge. We got those books, the scratch offs. It's really fun to do that as well. But there are so many things, even on your own. Just Google some questions to ask each other. Maybe prepare a fun little appetizer to have or a dessert and just hang out and be together. I am not an advocate of Netflix and chill exactly, and really more the Netflix part, only because I feel like sometimes shows and movies, they just take us away. Like, yes, we're doing it together and it's fun to do together, but at the same time, we're not really growing in our relationship, if that makes sense. So put that in its place, do it sometimes, but also make sure that communication and just connection is at the forefront of your mind when you are spending time together. Number 9 is look at each other. Make a point to focus on the person. Look into their eyes. Give them your attention. We are losing this in our current world, and it's scary to be able to look at each other and focus on each other and really remember why you love them, why you care about them, because we get so busy and carried away with our responsibilities and the things that we feel we need to keep up with, and we don't give each other the attention that we need. And number 10 is be okay with your marriage not being perfect. I think so often we just worry and fear everything being perfect, or that it's not good enough, or that we're losing something or something's going wrong, rather than just realizing that relationships take work, friendships take work, every single interaction in life takes work. And we've come to this point where we don't want conflict, we don't want problems, but really that's not reality. I've read so much about other countries, specifically France. I was reading that they love just debating things. It's very normal to go there and to talk and to hear the other person's side and not to get defensive or feel upset by listening to someone else's opinion. And I noticed here in the States, we are just reactive. We are constantly putting down other people's ideas or opinions, just putting up our own in replacement of that and not wanting to listen. And it's scary. And I know for me, I'm working on being a better listener, realizing that I don't have to see eye to eye with everyone. It doesn't really matter. In the long run, what matters is how I conduct myself and my family and what I choose to do with my time, which most importantly is chasing God, chasing what would make him happy and living my life to fulfill his mission, which is to reach people to know that they will go to heaven one day. That is it. So if I'm doing that, that is awesome. And I love to be on that mission and on that in that race with Rick. So find your spouse right now, go to them, tell them how much you appreciate them, make time for them, look in their eyes, realize that they are imperfectly perfect for you and that you guys are in this together. People will say that they want to get along perfectly, but in reality, I'll never forget what Jordan Peterson said. If you were always perfect, you would get bored. There needs to be tension, just a bit of tension. You want a bit of mystery and combat and the ability to exchange opinions forthrightly. More than anything, you need trust. You have to tell each other the truth. It takes a lot of trust to have a real conversation about what you need and want. And realize that intimacy is being seen and known as the person you truly are. Intimacy is being seen and known as the person you truly are. Go check out my episodes all about how to embrace who you authentically are. That is the golden key here, is to be yourself. I love you guys. I'm so thankful that you come every Wednesday at 5 a.m. to listen to these episodes wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Thank you for listening. If you're cooking dinner, you're running, you're going to the gym, you're picking up your kids from school, thank you for taking the time to be here with me, to challenge yourself to become the best version of yourself. I'm doing it right along with you, and I'm really excited to just have this opportunity to do that together, because it is awesome when we can come together and work on these things and know that we are not alone. You are not alone, and I am praying that your relationship, your marriage is strong, is happy, and you're feeling fulfilled. And I pray that these things would challenge you to work on the things you know you need to work on to be an even better spouse. All right, guys, I'll see you next Wednesday.